What's up, Nashville? Welcome back into the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFNLP Pasco, Tennessee. Radio Free Nashville and RadioFreeNashville.org. 103.7 FM on your dial. 107.1 FM if you're west of Nashville. But we're always worldwide at RadioFreeNashville.org. This is ET. I'm in the house tonight. Thanks for joining me on this Monday, cold Monday evening in Nashville. It's that time of the year. Check my boy Al D next Monday. He'll be doing his thing. A little bit about the station. Radio Free Nashville is a nonprofit organization owned and operated by local people right here in Music City. These local people create programming, design events, and keep the station up and running and on the air. And Radio Free Nashville intends to be a community forum for the music, voices, and viewpoints generally ignored or misrepresented by the corporate media. So you guys can go to the website, RadioFreeNashville.org. You can make a tax-deductible donation. And if you want to hear what's going on in the studio, just click on that Listen Now tab, and you can listen to us live anywhere in the world. We are sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to check us out. Make sure you get on that email list, because when you do that, you'll get that seasonal sampler that we put out every season, typically from artists that you've heard right here on the Fringe Radio Show. But it's just a collective of lots of people that are in Music City doing their thing, and we want to put some shine on them. So each season we'll put out a new sampler, and if you get on that email list, you'll get that download as soon as that is available. And it's free, so check it out. It's typically artists you've heard right here on the show. So if you like what you hear, sign up on that email list. There's also articles on there. There's videos from previous shows. All of the past radio shows are on there. And I was just talking to some in-studio guys earlier about how long we've been doing this. And it's crazy when I go back and look at those archives. It goes back 5-6 years, which is really wild when you think about it. But the Nashville Fringe Festival exists to celebrate the diversity of Nashville artists and to honor the legends among us who enrich our city and inspire our lives. It's a collective of the arts featuring music, dance, crafts, spoken word, film, and performance art of all varieties. And you guys can also make a tax-deductible donation to the Fringe Festival by going to NashvilleFringeFestival.org. Again, this is ET. I'm here every other Monday. Check my boy Al D on the opposite Mondays. Thanks for listening. We appreciate you guys for doing that and hope you continue to do so and help us spread the word about the Nashville Fringe Festival and about all the unity amongst ourselves to support each other and celebrate the diversity of all the talented people that we have right here in Music City. Speaking of all the stuff that goes on in Music City, I want to touch base on a couple of upcoming shows, and you guys can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to get this information. But coming up Thursday, January 31st, and then again on Monday, February 4th, it's the What the Blues Has Done for You program with Bayou and the Degradables. And we've talked about these guys before. So these guys basically go to elementary and middle schools in Nashville and expose them to blues music. You know, I think music's very important, especially at that age and in the schools. And these guys really do a great program. I advise you to get on YouTube and check out some of their videos and some of the events they've done at school. So, and then Bentley Caldwell, a friend of mine, is also part of this. So shout out to Bentley, Bayou, and the Degradables. The one on January 31st is at Meigs Middle School, and that's at 12 p.m. And then on Monday, the February 4th, that one is at Harris Hillman School, and that is at 12:30 p.m. Then also coming up on Saturday, February the 9th, Cold Lunch Recordings presents Spewfest 4, and this is featuring 30 or even more than 30 bands at this point. It's going to be held at the Cobra and at the East Room, so which are kind of across the street from each other on Gallatin Pike out there in East Nashville. This event kicks off at 3 p.m. on Saturday, February the 9th, and you can go to the event page on Facebook to get more information. I'm going to read straight from the details off their page. It says, Spewfest lives again. For the fourth time, Cold Lunch Recordings is bringing 30 plus of the best local and regional bands to three stages between two of East Nashville's prominent venues, the Cobra and the East Room. This year, Cold Lunch Crew is raising the bar for our celebration of the East Nashville scene by teaming up with other local labels, collectives, and creatives to bring the best lineup, atmosphere, audience, and experience Nashville has to offer. So again, this is Saturday, February the 9th. I mean, there's a whole lineup here. I would butcher so many of these names if I tried to say them. So you guys can read them for yourself. Go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org, and there is a link on our site that will take you to the page. I'm not sure with what it costs to get in. But again, you can get tickets at coldlunchrecordings.com, or you can go to the link on the Nashville Fringe Festival website. Again, that's Saturday, February 9th, SpewFest 4, 3 p.m. till 12 a.m. at the Cobra, also at the East Room. But tonight we're celebrating some other musicians. I've got some guys in studio with me, made the long journey out here to the station. And this is a, we're going to welcome these two guys. They have an album coming out. This is their first album, so we're going to talk a little bit about that tonight. But first, we're going to introduce these guys. We've got Peyton and Joel, and the band is called Strift Dogs. I said that right, correct?
You got it.
So appreciate you guys for coming on the show. Glad to have you. How are we doing?
Doing good. How about you?
Doing great. So usually what I do when I bring an artist on here, I give you an opportunity to kind of tell the people a little bit about yourself. You know, about the group, about what you guys have going on, what you have planned for the future. So just give the listeners out there a little bit of background about yourselves and about the group.
So we're a Nashville band. We just started about 2 or 3 months ago. We've just been making music and doing what we love, and we're trying to get it out there for everybody to listen to and just enjoy it as much as we do and touch some hearts.
That was Joel. How about you, Peyton?
Same thing, just cranking out as much music as we can, but music that we enjoy. We don't want to make something that we don't like, you know, so
yeah,
we put all our emotion and stuff that we can into our music to make it as good as we can and good for the listeners, and hopefully play some shows to come soon.
I've heard some wise people before say make music for yourself first, and you know, you gotta like your own music first. So
right.
So you guys are relatively new, actually. So what brought you guys sort of together as a band? Did you already know each other and were friends, or kind of tell me how that happened?
Yeah, we were we actually grew up together. We went to elementary school together, and we've kind of been, you know, friends, not super tight, but after, you know, past year or two, senior, junior year of high school, we just kind of started, you know, hanging out more, and then we both realized that we love music and we love to make music, and thus was the forming of Strift Dogs.
So I'm curious about maybe some of your influences. What is it that got you guys into music? When did that happen? Was it an early age? Did something click later in life? So tell me a little bit about that.
So I've always been interested in music. You know, it's just been a big part of my life growing up in a family of musicians. You know, like, it's been something I've been around since birth, really. Hearing the guitar, hearing singing in my family, from my sisters, my family, all that. So I thought when I was about 14, 15 years old, I'd pick up a bass guitar since no one in my family could do that. I was like, yeah, might as well do something that someone's not doing right now. So
complete,
I picked up
the
a
band.
Bass. Yeah, and just started practicing then and started playing piano, and those became my instruments to go.
So I'm curious, growing up in a family like that, what's a typical day like? Do you have just constant music going on, or are people always playing, or was the family like ever a band, or everybody just kind of did their own thing?
The family itself was never a band, but I mean, it was always get the girls harmonizing with my dad when he'd play guitar. My
mm-hmm.
brother would write his instrumentals on guitar and sing to them. Everyone did their own little thing. When my mom was younger, she would play the piano, so it's just everyone in my family has gone to music in some way or another.
It's in your blood, as they say.
It is.
Joel, how about you?
Nobody really in my family was a musician before me, maybe a few generations before, but I don't know about that. But yeah, it's about middle school, I think seventh or eighth grade, I just figured I'd pick up a guitar and try to learn it, and fell in love right from there and played almost every day since, just keeping with it. And then, you know, in the past year, I was like, yeah, I want to make some music. Like,
yeah,
let's get started.
So you got self-taught, or you had like actual lessons, or?
I had lessons on and off,
yeah,
a couple different places, just trying it out. I'm not a huge lesson person. I don't know why. I like to learn myself a little bit and
mm-hmm.
teach myself what I can and learn from YouTube. YouTube's been a great tool for me.
It is.
That's pretty much it.
Same way for me. It's just teach myself what I can, learn what I can, and I never really wanted to be required to go to a lesson, so I just played when I played and taught myself.
Kind of the same here. I can't read music, play everything by ear. One of these days I want to actually learn how to play and write music and do it the right way, but you know, you get busy, life goes on, and you do what you do. So, all right, so you guys have an album coming out. It's actually coming out, is it this Saturday?
It is.
Yep. So this Saturday, the 19th, and it's called Little Zen Garden. So we're going to play some tracks from this later, but I want to talk a little bit about the album. Just maybe tell me about the album, sort of what went into the album, what that process was like making this album.
It was a little lengthy, but not as lengthy as we expected it to be. Mm-hmm. We kind of just started making music, and if we liked it enough, we were like kind of figured, oh, let's put it on an album. Why not? I think we put a lot of emotion in this album, really just putting our hearts out there, and the main goal we've made with it is to either get a song stuck in your head or to touch someone's heart and make them feel something.
Mm-hmm. And where are folks going to be able to get this album at?
They're going to be able to get it on, as of right now, it's Spotify and Apple Music. It's where the main place is where it's going to be on Saturday.
And now, are you guys doing like an album release party or going to have some sort of show to promote the album? What's the plans there?
We haven't really thought much about that yet. I guess that would have been a good idea to think about. we're just focusing on getting it out there and getting the word out, telling people about it.
Now, did you guys just sort of record and do all this yourself, or did you go to a studio, or how'd that work?
We got a little in-home studio,
yeah,
and we just recorded all there, and it works perfect for us.
So you play guitar, Joel, and Peyton, you play the bass. What else do you guys play? Because it's a two-person band, so where does everything else come into play?
Right, so I start out with the bass and the piano. I do, you know, some of the riffs and that kind of stuff, you know, get the basses down. And then Joel, again, does the guitar, and he does all the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
I might do background vocals sometimes if we think it sounds all right. If not, you know, we'll keep just Joel in there. But we kind of co-write the drums, but we use a drum beat or like a drum pad.
Yeah.
So we kind of co-write drums whichever we feel better, like sounds best, whatever he comes up with or whatever I come up with.
And then gotcha.
We'll touch base on each other's.
So I've asked you this off air, but I'm tell me, how do you guys categorize your music? If someone says, what is Strift Dawgs? What's their music? What do you say?
We like to say that it's just really relaxed, mm-hmm. and a few songs in the album actually have a little more energy than I think we intended to convey,
mm-hmm.
but we like to keep it real simple and keep it real kind of fun and chill so that, you know, if you're listening to it, you can sit back and just enjoy yourself and, mm-hmm. you know, not really think about it that much.
So I'm always curious about other artists' creative process. When you guys go to make a song, is it something where, you know, you meet up and you get the riff and then the words come, or do you have sort of a inspiration in the middle of the night and wake up and write it down? Tell me a little bit about your creative process.
So it's kind of sporadic, to be honest. It's some days we'll meet up and then, you know, we'll start out with a bass line or a chord progression that we had come up with, and we're like, hey, let's work on this, let's do something with it. But with lyrics, it's either, you know, we're writing the song, we write the instrumental first and then we add lyrics on it,
mm-hmm.
or spontaneous random 3 a.m. lyrics come to us, write them down and talk about them the next day. It's really just sporadic. When it comes to us, it comes to us.
Absolutely. So I'm curious, is there anyone out there that you guys sort of compare yourself to that maybe sounds like something?
Yeah, I'd say our biggest, maybe the ones you could compare to, would be like Zach Viller and Mac DeMarco.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of they've got that same sort of tone as just being relaxed and kind of a weird genre, I guess you could say, some would say.
Well, you're in Music City, so there's room here for just about every genre. So again, we've got Strift Dawgs in studio. Peyton and Joel, they have an album coming out this Saturday, the 19th. It's called Little Zen Garden. And how many tracks are on the album?
12 tracks.
12 tracks. So we're going to be listening to a good amount of those tonight. Now, you guys said you had an EP before the album. Tell me about the EP.
So the EP is a total of just 5 songs. We kind of went more like new style, just kind of touching bass, seeing what we could come up with,
mm-hmm.
but still putting the best we could at the time. We've definitely grown since our EP, but we think it was, you know, the best that we could have come up with at the time, and we think it was a really big success for us especially.
So how many songs from the EP made it to the album?
Just 2.
2. 2 out of the 5. So.
Right, almost all new songs.
Okay. Well, I've got some of those songs here tonight, so Let's jump into a little bit of music. The first track we're going to play is called Who's Better, which is off the album. So you guys want to tell me a little bit about this track?
Yeah, I actually wrote this track. This is one that we worked on since, like, the very beginning. So, like, since we first started, you know, first started jamming out and kind of figuring stuff out, this was one of the first songs that we wrote, and we figured it was not ready for the EP yet when the EP released. And so finally, after a month or two or three or four, we kind of figured it out, and we're putting it on the album. Also released it as a single, so it's available right now, and it will be available on the album as well. And this track is just kind of about being, this one's a little bit of a depressing track, because it's about just like being in a relationship that you don't really enjoy that much. It's not very mutual, you know, but put a lot of heart into this one.
I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that. There's a lot of people out there in those kind of relationships. All right, well, let's check it out. This is off of Strift Dog's album, Little Zen Garden. The track is titled Who's Better? That was Strift Dogs with Who's Better. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show right here on Radio Free Nashville, radiofreenashville.org, 103.7 FM on your dial. Thanks for tuning in. We're in studio tonight with Strift Dogs. My man Peyton and Joel are in the house. And that was the first track. I don't know if that's actually the lead track off the album, but that's the first one that we played tonight. So the next one we got coming up is called Today Dog is Strift. So tell me a little bit about this one.
This one's more of like an actual story, really. We turned our high school lives growing up into lyrics and put it on a track, really. So everything in there is, in a way, metaphorical or really what happened, really. Mm-hmm.
Now, do you guys have you all put out a single for the album? I think we talked about that
we
earlier.
Yeah, we've put out two.
Two of them?
One of them's not on the album.
Uh-huh.
So the EP... Or not the EP, the singles are titled under All Wait.
Uh-huh.
So it has Who's Better on there and one song, a lengthy song, but it's called Pocket Pokey. It's more of just raw emotion, get it out there. And
mm-hmm.
if they like it, they do. If they don't, they don't.
Now they can get that stuff online somewhere?
Yes, that's already out on Spotify.
It's all out.
Music.
Gotcha. So for the artists out there that don't know, maybe somebody is just coming into this, how do you get your music on Spotify or Apple Music? What's that process like?
So there's like multiple different websites, and like it's kind of weird, but you'll just buy a subscription to it, essentially, and then you will be able to post your music on there. They'll put it under a reviewing process most of the time, and you'd probably look it up if you wanted to find one that you like. You know, there's just Google like music producing websites or something along those lines, and you'll find out several of the different kinds you can choose from, and you just post it on there, and it'll give it some time to let the people that work at the company review it and make sure that it's not like copyrighted and, you know, all that kind of stuff. And then you just put it out there, get it on all
So you
platforms.
Young, upcoming artists out there, take notes. You definitely want to get your music out there to as many people as possible. So speaking of music, let's keep it rolling. So we just talked about this track, Today Dog is Strift, and we'll be right back after this.
Split apart. broken for. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
So that was Today Dog is Striff. And this is ET. You're listening to the Fringe Radio Show, sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. My guest tonight is Striff Dogs. They're in studio with me. And so I'm curious about the name Striff Dogs. What's the history behind that? Tell me about that.
So the name Striff Dogs, it was the name that we kind of gave our like little high school friend group. And it's this word Striff is actually just the word first, but kind of rearranged a little bit. And it kind of just means, I guess to us, it's kind of a subconscious meaning. Is it meant to like be free? And I think a lot of our songs portray that sort of meaning of just doing what you want and what you love to do and being passionate and just, you know, being free, really.
Absolutely. So if the people out there listening, if they want to find you guys, what's the best platform for them to do that?
Apple Music and Spotify.
You'll have like an Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, we're on Instagram under Striff, just Striff Dogs, no spaces or anything. Stan Twitter as well, and Facebook. Those are all the social media platforms
we're
on.
That's STRIF,
yep.
Correct? Striff Dogs, okay. So up next, we have a song called Cathedral Part 1. Is there a Part 2?
There is a Part 2. It's on the album. It's a little more out there because we just kind of went crazy and put some emotion into it.
It's a lot more... It's just strictly instrumental, so it's a lot of soloing.
Yeah.
But it takes more of like a hectic, like just going crazy, letting free, letting loose kind of feel.
Totally.
In a rock kind of way, so we thought we'd leave that for the album, give people a little suspense for the next part.
Well, so tell me about Part 1.
Part 1... it's kind of just about that, kind of the same thing as the relationships of just being in a relationship that's not really healthy, yep. You know, and it's just kind of going south and you're not truly happy. It's kind of something I think a lot of people probably feel.
All right, well, let's check it out. This is Striff Dogs with Cathedral, Part 1.
to me last night, asking for approval. Well, did you get it? Did you get it?
Cathedral by Strift Dogs. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show right here on WRFN LP, Pasco, Tennessee, Radio Free Nashville, and RadioFreeNashville.org. Appreciate you guys for listening tonight. Again, we're sponsored by the Nashville Fringe Festival. You can go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to check us out and make a tax-deductible donation there. And if you want to re-listen to this broadcast, we usually have that up in about 24 or 48 hours after the show, so you'll be able to go to that website and just listen to it and relive all these moments again. So I've got Strift Dogs in studio with me tonight, Peyton and Joel, and we're talking about their album, Little Zen Garden. And the next track we're going to play off here is called Shunsign. Tell me about this one.
Well, the word Shunsign is actually just sunshine, but you put the sh in front instead. So it's a little funny little twist. But this song is one that we are very proud of, and one that we worked really hard on to make it as good and as feel good and have energy. And the whole goal of this song is just to make you feel happy and in control and you know, free. And
it's kind of balancing out the other depression,
right. Yeah.
This, you know,
yeah.
It's like the roller. That's good though. Take them through an emotional roller coaster and keep them engaged. So, all right, well let's check this one out. This is Shunsign.
Thank you.
That was Strift Dogs with Shun Sign. See, I kept saying I'm going to pronounce that wrong, but I got it right every time. Shun Sign. I like it. Well, welcome back in. It's the Fringe Radio Show. We've got Peyton and Joel from Strift Dogs in studio with us. So I want to talk just a little bit more about sort of your guys' music and the genre. Now, you gave me some names of some people that maybe are sort of you could compare yourselves to. So I'm curious, is there a music scene that you know of in Nashville that's sort of centered around that kind of music?
Honestly, no. Right now, it's obviously Nashville's a big area of music city. It just gives, there's genres everywhere, every kind of genre you can find, really. It's just the Nashville scene just really gives you hope for your music. It's so many possibilities that everything just seems possible right now within Nashville.
So you guys may be on something groundbreaking right here, you know, maybe creating a new scene in the city. So the city welcomes you, I'm sure. It's really, you know, surprising when you get out and about to just see all the talent that's in Nashville and not just country. I mean, everything, every music that's out there. You know, if you come to Nashville, you really got to step your game up from the talented people that are here. So, well, we're checking out some tracks off your guys' upcoming album, Little Zen Garden. It's going to be out this Saturday, the 19th. And you guys will be able to listen to it on Apple Music and on Spotify. And you can catch up with the Strift Dogs on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, all the social media platforms. And my guess is after this, they're going to think about maybe coming up with an album release party and try to get some live shows out there. So out there and mingle with the fans. And if you guys want to check them out right now, just go to Instagram or Twitter, look up Strift Dogs, STRIF. And this next track we're going to listen to is called Anytime. Now, you guys have a video to this song, which I didn't even know about until some people at the website dug it up and did a little preview on it. And I watched the video, and I love the video because it's just, it's you guys really got to see it. It's on YouTube, right? Right. So you guys can watch it on YouTube. But it's almost like you guys are so nonchalant in the video, and it really makes it cool. So I recommend you guys go find it on YouTube, Strift Dogs with Anytime. But let's check out the song right now. Tell me a little bit about this track.
This one, you kind of got like a conversation going throughout the song with these little low voices and these high voices, which you'll hear in a minute. This track is also goes into this play of like being kind of lazy and being, you know, laying around in your room all day, and then it kind of flips back and forth as to going out and doing something, and it's just meaning like, you know, stop being lazy, which is kind of something I'm trying to tell myself to not be lazy.
Aren't we all?
And go out and do something, you know, be productive.
All right, well, let's check out the song, and then tonight I advise you guys to check out the video too. This is Strift Dogs with Anytime.
Thank you.
and get something to eat. Maybe something free. Could talk about the economy. Or anything. Anything. Get up out of here. You help me. Will you help me? Get up out of here. You help me. Will you help me?
That was Anytime by Strift Dogs. And again, you guys need to check out that video. I'm assuming it's just under Strift Dogs Anytime on YouTube.
Yep, that's
so it. Go check out that video. I saw it for the first time today, and I really enjoyed it, and I think you guys will too. So we're going to keep things rolling. We got a couple more tracks to listen to off the upcoming album, Little Zen Garden by Strift Dogs, which you guys will be able to check out this Saturday the 19th on Apple Music and on Spotify. So we got a couple more we're going to play. This next one is called Annoyed. So tell me a little bit about this one.
This actually goes into the same kind of idea as Anytime. It's about that kind of attitude of just being lazy. And this one, I wrote the lyrics, and then I kind of discovered what it actually meant, you know. Yeah. So it's not like I planned on just writing a couple songs about being lazy, but it just kind of, I wrote them down and I was like, you know, like this actually kind of portrays the same meaning as where's the hidden message here?
And you know, sometimes people that listen to your music will have a totally different, you know, meaning right. when they hear it than what you may have, you know, wrote it for. I think that's really cool to get other people's opinions on your music. So let's listen to this one, and you guys can give your opinions. Just go to Instagram and Twitter and find Strift Dogs to connect with them. And the whole album will be out this Saturday the 19th. But right now we're going to check out Annoyed. Thank you. That was Strift Dogs with Annoyed. This is ET. You're tuned into the Fringe Radio Show. Got Strift Dogs in studio with me tonight, Peyton and Joel. And we're going to play one more song. And I was asking you guys about the titles of your songs, because this next one is called Jums, Jims, Jams. And I'm like, there's got to be something behind this name. And then you guys told me something. So tell me what you said about the names of your songs.
So with the names aren't really important to us. Like, it's just something to remember. So with our song Cathedral, it was like we didn't know what to name it, and Joel had said, what are you thinking about like right now? And I just come from my art class. I told him red stained glass. That's what was on my mind, not sure why, but he's like in a cathedral. I was like, yes sir, that's the one. So it's Cathedral. Same with plenty of our songs. Sunshine, just misspelled sunshine, and it sticks, but I mean, that's something,
what it was.
That's something to remember, really. It clearly catches your eye. You're like, wait, what? So Jums, Jims, Jams is just...
It's funny because
Jams.
Other artists that I talk to, they put so much thought sometimes in like the title of their album,
right,
and what it is.
Yeah.
And you guys were just telling me Little Zen Garden came from... Joel had a Little Zen Garden in his room, and they're like,
just
call Little Zen Garden.
That's
room.
It.
Just pick up something,
that's
and we're like, yeah, that's a catchy name. We
awesome.
Like that.
Well... So Jums, Jims, Jams, tell me about this one.
Well, this one's an instrumental, so the meaning is pretty hard to point out.
Is there a jam?
No.
No, there's
just
not.
Jums and Jams.
Just Jums and Jims and Jams. All right. Well, let's let the music speak for itself then. This is Strift Dog with Jums, Jims, Jams.
Thank you.
That was Strip Dogs with Jums, Jims, Jams. See, I thought I was going to get the whole show without screwing one of these names up. Jums, Jims, Jams. There you go. So Peyton and Joel's in the house from Strip Dogs. Their album is dropping this Saturday, the 19th. It's called Little Zen Garden. And you guys can check it out on Apple Music and Spotify. So before we go, you guys want to shout out anybody, thank anybody, say hello to anybody out there?
I just want to thank anyone that's listening to the show, anyone that's listening to the music.
Yeah.
Just if you enjoy it, awesome. That's great.
Yeah, if I get a shout out to TedBud13 too, he's a buddy back home. He'll understand.
He will.
Inside joke, right?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's gonna about wrap things up for us tonight. I want to shout out the Nashville Fringe Festival for sponsoring the show and continuing to be one of the best organizations that supports music right here in Nashville. Make sure you guys go to NashvilleFringeFestival.org to support and donate to the Fringe Festival. Also, shout out WRFN, Radio Free Nashville, for giving us this medium and a platform to share some of Nashville's best musicians to you guys out there. So check out RadioFreeNashville.org. Both of these are really good causes and doing a lot for artists right here in Nashville, so do what you can to show your love. Big thank you to the Strip Dogs for joining me in studio tonight. It was a pleasure, and I hope we get to do this again in the future.
Thanks for having us. It really enjoyed it.
Absolutely. Well, that was the Strip Dogs. You can check them out. Go to Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and don't forget to check out that video anytime on YouTube. Again, my name is E.T. You can check me out at etgotsoul.com if you want to stay in tune with me and what's going on in my world. I'll be back 2 weeks from tonight with another fun and entertaining show for you guys. And make sure to check out my boy Al D next Monday, who'll be doing his thing right here on the Fringe Radio Show. Again, thank you to everybody out there for listening. This is E.T. Make sure you be yourself and nobody else. And we'll see you next time right here on the Fringe Radio Show.